This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As we do, I've got a little personal news to share with you. The 2025 season will be my final one as the Nats primary TV play-by-play guy, whatever you like to call me, I'm okay with that. But I've got a new deal working for next year as a full-time husband, dad, and grandpa. And it's been pretty cool to have the kids around for the last couple of months after they moved home from Seattle.
That was Bob Carpenter yesterday as he and his cohort in the booth, our buddy Kevin Franzen, were getting ready for exhibition baseball that never happened. The Nats and the Orioles rained out at Nationals Park. But that was the big news in D.C. sports, and Bob is kind enough to join us now on our guest hotline to discuss season number 20 for him calling Nats games and one final ride this year at the mic. Bob, it is great to have you on the show. Danny's out sick today, so it's me and Toby. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Grant, good to see you at the ballpark yesterday. And I noticed that you, unbeknownst to me, took a kind of a covert picture of us while we were on camera through the window in our booth door. Did you do that?
That was a high-definition, brand-new cell phone award-winning photo that I took.
Well done. While we were on camera, I saw somebody doing something in the window over there, but I couldn't tell what it was. And then a little bit later, I saw your post. So well done by you.
Well, I hope it wasn't too distracting. But there's a lot to get into here. But you said in the announcement yesterday, you know, call me whatever you want to, primary. There's no primary. You are the play-by-play television face and voice of Nationals baseball, and you have been for 20 years since day one for so many of us with this ball club. It's been you in the booth, so you're synonymous with this team every bit as much as a Wirth or a Zimmerman or anybody else. In fact, you've been there more and longer than those guys. When we turn on the TV, it's been you. So this is going to be quite a transition for a lot of people, but how'd you come to the decision?
Well, you know, Dan, Grant, I'm a guy who kind of looks for signals, and I believe that things happen for a reason. And over the offseason, our kids moved with their kids back to Oklahoma from Seattle. We had not, you know, we'd been far, far apart for a long time. And so suddenly the grandkids are showing up, and I'm running over to their house. And they actually lived with us for a couple of months. Boy, was Grandma glad to get her house back when they finally found a place to live. But and then we lost Deb's mom right before Christmas after a long illness. And it was an off-season of transition for us. And so, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while. Initially, I thought I was going to retire a couple of years ago when I became a 70-40 man, 70 years old, 40 years in the big leagues. And you know, I saw this young team and I saw that some things happening, and I was still excited about doing baseball. Not that I'm not now, but I just, you know, that was 2 years ago. And so now we've got some things going on at home. I've been married to my beloved Debbie for 45 years. She tells our friends I've been home for half of it. And, you know, it's kind of a joke, but in a way it's funny, in a way it's not.
That's the key to a great marriage, right? Just being away as much as possible.
She's unbelievable. The girl is absolutely unbelievable. Great mom, and now she's blossomed as a grandma and the best wife a guy could ever ask to have. So I'm very, very blessed in that respect. And I met your wife the other day down in spring training, and your little guy, you know what I'm talking about. The whole family thing, it changes your life. And I just thought that, you know, I'm 72 years old. I got this job, Grant, when I was 53. I mean, who's out looking for 53-year-old announcers? Of course, now I can kid Dave Sims because he's 70 or 71, and the Yankees just hired him to come back home from Seattle and do the Yankee games on radio. So, you know, maybe the age thing doesn't mean what it used to, but it just seemed like a really good time for me. And I'm so grateful to Mark Lerner and Alan Gottlieb, my two direct contact guys. We've been talking about my schedule for the last couple of years. They've been wonderful about letting me, first of all, cut it back and take some time off. And then, you know, now we're talking about this. And I had a meeting with both of them down in West Palm Beach last week. It was awesome. Spent about an hour and a half with those guys. And, you know, we're all about the same age. And the great thing about it is, Grant, I work for them, but we're also friends. And that's pretty rare. I guess that only happens maybe late in your career. And I got to hand it to Alan. He said something to me about 4 years ago. We were talking about my schedule getting cut back a little bit. He said, you know, Bob, he said, we want you to work here as long as you want to. And I looked at him and said, we never hear that in broadcasting. Are you kidding me? Nobody has ever said that to me before. And, you know, whatever the job pays or whatever, you know, it is to sit in the booth and watch a Major League Baseball game every day. To hear that from somebody that you work for, it's unbelievable, and I will never, ever forget that.
Bob, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You've been here every step of the way, basically, with the Nationals, and you've seen kind of this grow from the team returning to D.C. to eventually a World Series in 19 to now. How have you seen the fan base and the way that the city has embraced the Nationals change over the years?
Well, you know, it's interesting because they had been without baseball for, what, about 33 years when that first pitch was thrown in 05. I wasn't here for that first year. Of all of our broadcasters, only Charlie was here in 05, and then Dave came aboard on radio, and I came aboard TV in 06. So the passion that our fans have for baseball and for the Nats really hasn't, in my opinion, the passion part of it was there from the beginning. And hopefully, you know, we've attracted thousands and tens of thousands of more fans as we've gone along. But, you know, I think everybody's always known that this area is great for baseball. We just never had any teams before with the Senators that, you know, were able to compete very much in the American League. And I know for a while they were considered a farm club of the Yankees, as were the Kansas City A's, always, you know, players leaving and heading up that way. And so, you know, baseball's been a big deal around here for a long time, and it's great that it's finally come full circle back to the Nats. So I think somebody in St. Louis, because the Cardinals let me out of the last year of my contract in 06 to come here. I was only doing like 40, 45 TV games a year for them. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But I remember one of the writers asking me about leaving St. Louis, my hometown. I worked for the Cardinals. My sister worked there for 52 years in the front office. We've got 94 years between us in Major League Baseball now, by the way. And I said, you know what? I feel like I'm leaving a great baseball city to go to the next great baseball city in America. And it took a little while, culminating in 19. And I still feel that way about D.C., that it's a wonderful baseball area. Having said that, you got to win to pack the ballpark, and hopefully we're on the road back to doing that.
Yeah, we'll talk about this team in the 2025 season in just a bit. Bob Carpenter is with us after making the announcement that this will be his 20th and his final year in the booth in D.C., 42 years calling games. In this final season, it's so hard. I always think about the comp I have, I guess, would be my wedding, where like everyone was like, hey, make sure you just soak it up. And you stop and you look around and you try to really make it last. There's no way to do that. You know this like I do. It's going to fly by, but you got to make the attempt. Like, what are some of your goals in that way? I love that you made the announcement before the start of the season so that you can kind of take those moments and try to enjoy it and hopefully, you know, get some of the reverence and the love that you deserve along the way also.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and I got to tell you that to approach it that way, that was kind of the idea of Wendy Bailey over at the Nats. She's my, I guess you, I actually work for Mass, and I'm employed by Mass, but you know, close relationship with the Nats. But you know, but Wendy told me a year or two ago, and Jackie Coleman, who was here before that, a wonderful lady. You know, I had been discussing this with Jackie, and then Wendy when she took over. And both of them had said strikingly the same thing to me. We hope that you let us know early enough when you make the decision so that we can honor you and then you can really enjoy your last time around the block. And it turned out I hadn't really thought about it that much, Grant, in terms of that approach. And it really got me to thinking, wow, what a cool thing that would be. To get to this point, it took a lot of thought. You know, it took some prayer on the part of Debbie and me, and we talked about this a lot. I mean, we've been building up to this for quite a while. And I got to give those ladies some credit for, you know, planting that seed in my mind. Now it's happened. And here's the funny thing about yesterday, Grant. I heard you talking about us coming on the air. This was going to be like a one-minute announcement. Franny was going to come in and say something. And then we were going to go to commercial. And Dan was going to come out of commercial with a quick interview with Davey down by the dugout and then first pitch. Well, the rain delay happens, and then it turns out that myself and Franny and Dan, you know, we sit around talking for about 10 or 12 minutes because we had time to fill. And, you know, Franny and Dan, you know, great friends, guys I work with, known for a long time. They were both so awesome to me yesterday. You know, it got a little emotional in the booth when, you know, I kind of let them know what was going on because we kept it pretty quiet. But it was really cool the way it kind of turned out that, you know, the tarp went on the field and then the lid came off the telecast as we talked amongst ourselves about me for a while. But then, we got around to talking about the ball club and all that. And maybe that's my segue into your next question. But it was kind of cool the way it all shook out yesterday. And I liked it because I really was able to look into the camera and let our Nats fans know how I feel about them. Because you can talk about who you work for, what the ball club is, how much money you make, you know, yada, 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 down the line. But for me, and I grew up in a place where the fans love baseball. For me here in D.C., it's a relationship between myself, Franny, Dan, and the fans. That's the most important thing because, you know, every night we're here to announce a ball game. You're inviting us into your living room. We want to entertain you. We want to inform you. We want to give you an honest call, good or bad, on how the team's going. And I think we've accomplished that. And it was pretty awesome that we had a couple of extra minutes yesterday for me to express those things.
Bob, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but just thinking back.
Go ahead.
Thinking back on your time here, what are some of your favorite memories of calling Nats games, whether it's with the broadcasters you're working with the team, whatever it may be?
Well, you know, on the field, and that's what I'd like to focus on. Obviously, getting to know Ryan Zimmerman, Mr. National, the total look of exhilaration and relief on Ryan's face that night in 2012 in the first base dugout when we clinched our first playoff spot. And we were in the midst of losing a game, but we clinched postseason that night. You know, and then as we moved along, the Jordan Zimmerman no-hitter, which is probably the most electrifying moment I've ever called. You know, I called a lot of McGuire's homers and all that stuff back in 98 and some other division clinchers and stuff. But for a singular moment on the last play of the season with Steven Souza making that unbelievable catch and, you know, Jordan and Wilson Ramos being the only two guys on the field who started that game on the last day of the season, that was probably the most electrifying moment. Well, then comes, you know, and before that, Steven Strasburg's major league debut when he mowed down 14 Pirates, unbelievable. You know, and then comes Max with the two no-hitters, the 20 strikeout game, the Kurt Suzuki homer in the bottom of the ninth when the Nats scored seven runs to beat the Mets in September of 19. That was an electrifying moment. I mean, I could name off dozens and dozens, but those are the ones that kind of jump out at me. You know, guys, because on local TV, our season is the regular season. Charlie and Dave get the privilege and the honor of calling the postseason games on radio. We don't get that. So, you know, those moments during the season are the ones we hang our hats on, and those are the ones I remember most.
Well, after the announcement, Danny and I were live on the air yesterday, and the anecdote I told, the first thing that came to mind in our personal relationship with you, you probably will not remember this because I was just a portly fella in your way, but one of the real thrills for me of the World Series run was when you were relegated to fan number seven or whatever. You stood in the booth in Houston watching the World Series with me and Danny standing behind Charlie and Dave because there wasn't a seat to be had in the joint. And so we were all in the booth. So I got to watch the World Series right next to Bob Carpenter, which was pretty good. Dave still makes fun of Danny for how much he nervously ate during game one of that World Series.
Well, I had my share of trips to the concession stand, too. No, I remember that, Grant, and, you know, that happened to us in St. Louis, it happened to us in San Francisco, L.A., all the other places where the Nats, Chicago, Wrigley Field, they didn't have room for us anywhere. I don't know where FP went. He probably found a bar in the ballpark somewhere.
I can assure you.
Yeah, he was having a couple of pops, and I was, you know, I was trying to keep score because I wanted, you know, I had fans ask me, are you going to keep score of the postseason games even though you're not doing them? And I hadn't really thought about it, and then I decided to do it. So I know that I've been in the booth with Charlie and Dave. I remember at Dodger Stadium sitting on an overturned trash can next to Jack in the back of the booth and, you know, watching those games. And in San Francisco, there was no room for anybody to do anything because that ball, the ballpark footprint there is so small. Chip Winfield, my producer, he and I, we'd be done with our pregame show about 15 minutes before the game. We left the ballpark, took a cab back to the hotel. We'd watch about seven innings on TV. I'm grabbing lunch and everything back at the hotel. And then he and I get back in a cab and head back over to the Giants ballpark so we could do our postgame deal. So, you know, all kind of crazy scenarios. And it was tough for me because in my entire career, I've only called four postseason games. Those were on radio with the Cardinals back in the LCS in 96. Jack Buck got sick and had to miss four games. I called games 4, 5, 6, and 7. Cardinals are up 3-1. They lost 3 in a row, and the Braves went to the World Series to play the Yankees. So those are the only postseason games I've ever gotten the call. I treasured those. In fact, the future National was on that team, and Dimitri Young, who had a big hit in game 4, and I'll never forget that. So, yeah, the whole postseason thing was kind of unusual. But I remember all of us crammed into that tiny booth in Houston, and, you know, it was a pain in the rear end at the time, but it turns into a pretty good memory.
Bob, appreciate the time. Always great. Can't wait to hear you on the call on Thursday.
Well, guys, the Phillies are in town. It's a whole new ball game, so here we go. And, Grant, I just want you to know that you and Danny, Philly, all you guys, you've been fantastic to me over the years. I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the ballpark all year long as we go one more time around the block here.
Yeah, let's do it. And we'll enjoy not only watching ball, but celebrating what has been in just an incredible career. You should be very, very proud. And just the way you carry yourself and the way you treat everybody is something to look up to, one of the good guys in the business. So we appreciate you, Bob. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
You got it. Bob Carpenter, the 20th season on the call of the Nats on Masson will be his 42nd and final in a booth. Joining us on Grant and Danny.